Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, the book review show all about crime, mysteries, and the dark side of us all. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about my favourite books in the crime genre. Today's book is The Exclusives by Rebecca Thornton, published by 27 Books in 2015. Today is all about female friendships, betrayal, and denial. It's 2014 and Josephine is an archaeologist in Amman, far away from her old life in London. One day she receives an email which shakes her world. It's from an old friend, Freya, her best friend from school, someone she hasn't spoken to since 1996. Freya is desperate to talk to her after all these years and is planning to come to Amman to see her. Then the story goes back to Josephine and Freya in 1996, their final year of high school at an exclusive girls' school. The two are best friends, sharing everything together. It's the start of their final school year, and both girls are determined to get into Oxford, with bright futures ahead of them. Josephine is named head girl, and Freya is a prefect. And before the pressure of the school year gets underway, Freya convinces Josephine to one last night of rebellion before they knuckle down to study. Now this is the fateful night that changes everything, and their friendship is never the same again. Back in 2014, Josephine fobs off Freya and changes her email address. She continues to hide, avoiding having the conversation about that night and the aftermath. But then Josephine's mother, who is mentally ill, is on her deathbed, and Josephine returns to London to say goodbye, while all the while looking over her shoulder and fearing Freya will be there. Will Josephine have to finally face up to what happened in 1996? Now this story is told from the two perspectives of the two Josephines. Josephine is head girl and a brilliant prospect in 1996. She's capable and clever and a leader. And then the Josephine in 2014, a workaholic, neurotic and paranoid, fearful of her past. At first I found it a little hard to reconcile the two different Josephines. The young Josephine seemed to have it all together, but as her friendship with Freya broke down due to the secret and their love for each other turned toxic and hateful, the neurotic Josephine started to show herself. The reader sees the beginning of Josephine's downward spiral and a constant fear of turning into her mentally ill mother, and this continues into adulthood. And as the novel progressed, my heart went out to Josephine, while also cringing at a lot of her choices. Now, I grew up on Enid Blyton, and I always wanted to go to boarding school as a child, but I would never want to go to this boarding school. The school in the exclusive shows the claustrophobic world of a boarding school, especially when things are not all jolly hockey sticks, when there are feuds and fights between girls, and bullying, and there is nowhere to escape from each other. I think this book has finally cleansed me of my boarding school fetish. Now the writing is short and sharp, creating a fast-paced page-turner. The building dread and the need to know what happened on that night in 1996 kept me tearing through the pages. But the ending was really killer for me. It left me reeling for days. It was like a punch in the guts, and while I don't want to say too much more, this is why I'm highly recommending this book. So if you like boarding schools, friendships gone wrong, betrayal and facing up to your ghosts, I recommend The Exclusives by Rebecca Thornton. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C. C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine Dest qui nous vient directement d'Australie.